Good morning. Things are slowly getting back to normal in the area surrounding the SPS Technologies factory that went up in flames in Montgomery County. Still, though, an active fire scene. Crews still out there spraying water this morning. Most schools reopened today, and people who were evacuated are back home. Let's go live to Abington Township, get details on this from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yeah, Ian, a big ladder truck has this steady stream of water aimed at the SPS building. Officials say it'll take some time to wipe out these hot spots, but officials say the air and drinking water, all that is safe. Testing continues to come back negative, so Abington and Cheltenham schools are open again, and Jenkintown School District is virtual today. Officials say with Jenkintown that the buildings are being deep cleaned, and the plan is to get those kids back to school tomorrow. People who evacuated, they have returned home. They were able to do so as of 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Some of them, like this woman, not exactly sure what they would find. This woman spoke with NBC 10.
We were afraid of everything catching fire. And like I said, the one yard over there did catch fire.
And there is debris in some people's yards, and officials here say if you find any of that debris from this fire, give 911 a call, and they're going to come out and take care of that. And as for another resident, Abby Forrester, she told NBC 10 there was really a strong odor in her house.
We're actually going out to get air purifiers and going to clean and wipe everything down in my house just in case.
Now, officials say regular air and water testing will continue for some time just to make sure everything is okay. This could be something going on for days, weeks, and months. SPS also put out a statement. They're now working with community. They're working on community outreach, Ian, and the company set up a hotline. People can call if they have any concerns. If they have any questions, they can give the company a call, talk to them directly.
Tim Jimenez, thanks.